Cruz, DOJ handling of Hunter Biden a prelude Trump indictment - politics, not law enforcement. By Jeff Poor on October 30, 2022. During an appearance on this week's broadcast of FNC's Sunday Morning Futures, Senator Ted Cruz, RTX, criticized the Biden Justice Department's handling of the Hunter Biden saga. However, the Texas Republican predicted the corruption investigation of the younger Biden was part of an effort to indict former President Donald Trump. "Well, the evidence of corruption is now becoming overwhelming," Cruz said. "And we have seen in the last month the Biden Department of Justice actively leaking that it intends to indict Hunter Biden. And I have to say, those leaks are troubling on three different bases. Number one, the Department of Justice shouldn't be leaking anything. That is against the law. To the extent that revealing grand jury secrets, that is, in fact, a criminal offense, and they're playing politics. They're not engaged in law enforcement. Number two, the substance of what they have leaked is that they're looking at Hunter Biden for drug offenses and tax offenses. Now, listen, by any measure, Hunter Biden is a deeply troubled soul. A soul who has struggled with addiction his whole life. What is concerning about their focus on the drug and tax issues is it is very carefully walling off why this is a matter of public concern," he continued. "If Hunter Biden was just a regular guy who struggled with addiction, it wouldn't be a matter of public interest. The reason it is a matter of public interest is there is significant and, in fact, overwhelming evidence that Hunter Biden was actively involved in official corruption with his father, Joe Biden. And that involves both Ukraine and the natural gas company Burisma that paid Hunter Biden $83,000 a month when he spoke no Ukrainian and knew nothing about oil and gas. And his father was actively doing favors on behalf of the oligarch who was paying Hunter Biden. And, likewise, China, Communist China, paying Hunter Biden and his family over $5 million, including, we now know, 10% for the big guy, 10% for Joe Biden. And the fact that the Biden DOJ is saying, oh, this is all a drug matter. Don't pay attention to the big guy. Don't pay attention to the corruption. Just make it one poor person struggling with addiction," Cruz added. "That's highly concerning. And the third reason this is very troubling is, I think, all of this is a prelude to doing what Joe Biden and Merrick Garland want to do, which is indict Donald Trump. And they want to be able to say, look how even-handed we are. We indicted Hunter Biden. We indicted Donald Trump. We indict everybody. And that is politics, not law enforcement." Follow Jeff Poor on Twitter at Jeff_Poor.